What is your philosophical outlook in life that helps sustain you and that gives you sort of that ambition and purpose to wake up and keep doing what you're doing?
Well, the one thing that I am afraid of, in a way, is a living death. I'm afraid of, in a way, of dying of cancer, dying of heart disease. So I make an effort to avoid the things that cause those in life. I'm not afraid of death because we all have to die. But to live, you know, a burden on those of the family, of being sick, a burden on society, with no end in sight, is always something I have wanted to avoid. And I guess I've seen people in extensive care hospitals, you know, with breathing apparatus and walkers and so on, just waiting to die. It's a one-way street. And I often thought when, you know, if I was in the educational system, I think one of the best things is to take the school kids, you know, the teenagers, and take them to these extensive care hospitals and see the people that are near death and say, this is the result of the lifestyle. You kids are young. You can follow a path now. I was fortunate because I was training. When I was early 20s, that I adopted these things because I had a vested interest in increasing my performance. But thank God I did. The young people, I tried to impress upon them, you've got to take steps now if you don't want to wind up when you're 60, 70, 80 in an intensive healthcare ward or a burden on your family because you got cancer. And, you know, when I started in the industry, cancer was 1 out of 25 people would get it. At the 2000, it was 1 in 2. And today, it's closer to 2 out of 3 people living today will develop cancer. And yet we spent billions trying to cure cancer. You know, we're not curing cancer, we're creating cancer. And we're creating a huge economic plus, I guess, to the pharmaceutical industry who make money on these drugs and on the therapy. Cancer costs about $300,000 per person if you get it. That's the average cost. So, you know, I don't want those things to happen to my family, to my friends. And I've seen many friends who are dead now. I just turned 75, so I had quite a few of them over the years I've lost. But they've all died because of their lifestyle. They drank too much, they smoked, they ate a high-fat diet, you know. They wouldn't change, even though I'd tell them, look, you're killing yourself. Oh, well, got to go one day or another. So the attitude is so important. You know, we're here, we got a gift of life. I don't know what comes after death. I don't think anyone ever knows. But all I know is while we're here now, we got to make ourselves appreciative of the fact that we're alive and nature's given us a gift of life. Let's honor nature and make sure that life is vibrant and healthy.